The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, Adam's on holidays, as you know, so we've got John with us. We love John, John Adderley, and John, they're plotting to overthrow Boris.
They are, Alan, yeah. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says MPs are going to try on Tuesday to stop Boris Johnson shutting down Parliament for 5 weeks and going for that no-deal Brexit. Interestingly, more of the Prime Minister's own Conservative MPs are now showing anger at his actions. One is warning that next week will be the last chance to stop a no-deal Brexit. Time definitely not on their side. They've probably got a week, maybe one or 2 days more. That's it, really. So it could be really decisive. And then, of course, interestingly, the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, Ruth Davidson, she's resigned. She says it's mainly because she wants to spend more time with her family. She had a baby boy last year. But it's no secret that she's against the no-deal Brexit, too. So Boris Johnson could soon come up against it, but he still thinks he's got the upper hand. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, no, he'll prevail. He'll prevail. We've talked about measles with Adam. What's the latest?
Oh, yeah, the World Health Organization now saying that the UK is one of four European countries to lose its measles elimination status. We've got a surge of cases since 2018. Experts are saying that we've got all these scare stories about the vaccines, and they're being shared on social media. It all went away in the 1990s, and now it's all come back, thanks to social media, I think. People scared of it. Children and adults suffering unnecessarily. Some people are going to die from this. And the health service, in response to all of this, is saying it's trying to do its best to make sure the word gets out that vaccinations are safe and life-saving. I mean, we're in the 21st century. We shouldn't be having people dying of measles.
Absolutely. Good point. And I'm sorry that you're just boringly called John and I'm boringly called Alan and I've got to boringly go to James. But we should be called Oliver or George. So Oliver's the most popular boy's name and Olivia, the girl's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I did look up John. I didn't look up Alan, actually. I did look up John. There are 400-odd people who were named John last year, so up the Johns and the Alans. Oliver, still the most widely picked boy's name. Olivia, topping the girls' list. I don't know if you've got the TV drama Peaky Blinders there. There are characters in the programme called Arthur and Ava, and sure enough, Arthur comes back into the top 10 boys' names for the first time since the 1920s.
And Ava's number three. There we are. All right, good to have you, John. Have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday.